If your stunning home has gone a little stale, it might be time to contact your local Serta Pro Painters. We bring the power of pro to every job. That's Serta Pro's power to do the job right the first time, every time. And the power to renovate your home without breaking down walls. Take your home from blah to booyah. Get on Serta Pro's schedule today at SertaPro.com. The power of pro. Each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Want a fast-paced sports talk show with lots of college football? Keep up with Kwok and Ben on Out of Bounds. You won't want to miss their hot takes on Clemson football, college football, and everything else in college athletics. Tune in weekdays from noon to 3 on 105.5 and 97.5 FM. Or tune in on our app or website, theroarfm.com. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
SDC Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating over 20 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units.
Your journey to becoming a pharmacist can begin at Tri-County Technical College. Our program is designed to provide you with the knowledge and skills needed to succeed in pharmacy school and become a licensed pharmacist without having to start with a four-year degree. You'll take key courses in the sciences and more, all of which prepare you to start your PharmD program at MUSC Presbyterian College, Wingate University, and more. Learn more about how you can become a pharmacist at tctc.edu/prepharm.
Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeypath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution. Call 864-235-0886 today.
Come shop Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. Prep your yard for the summer for less with 5 for $10 Scott's Naturescapes mulch. And save on appliances with up to an additional $1,000 off select major kitchen appliances. Find savings across the store today, like 5 for $10 mulch. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 5/31. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusion supply. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good. Obviously, you're doing well.
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. Except that, you know, in the state of South Carolina, we still can't legally bet. I'm not stopping this because, honestly, it drives me crazy that I've got to leave here at 7 p.m. every night And the first thing I hear when I get in my car on our station is Sports Grid Radio, and they're spending hour after hour talking about what games they bet, you know, and what games they're going to bet, and all this stuff. And here, we still can't bet on anything legally. And it's just, it's utterly laughable. And I'm just going to continue to hammer it. Wake up, South Carolina. I know you're allegedly doing something. Stop doing something and actually do something. Don't be last or 48th or whatever. Again, the infrastructure's falling apart. Do something. Do something. And from our standpoint, Ramona, how great would it be? How great would it be? You know, like I hear these guys on Sports Grid, you know, and they'll put a happy meal on something, you know, meaning like they'll take some long shot and they'll bet like, I don't know, $5 on some long shot. We could do that. But other than that, they're betting $100, $200. Let me tell you something. You know what? The first day they legalize it, Ramona, that we can actually play on this show, I'm on this show. On this show that night, I'm putting $5,000 on something. Live
just
on air.
Just out of principle.
Yes, just out of principle. Live on air, I'm putting $5,000 on something the very first day they legalize it. The very first day. Just out of principle. Now we're not going to continually do that. But just out of principle, day one, I'm putting $5,000 on something. It might be a friggin' hockey game, for all we know, depending on when they get around to doing it. Hopefully it happens during football season or something, but that's the plan. Right now, that's the plan. And then we'll go back to, you know, like regular, normal human being bets. But we'll at least have the luxury to be able to have a segment or two where we talk about these things. You know, it's like almost pointless for us to do it now. I mean, we talk about point spreads, we give out games, but we can't legally bet on them. And again, it's just utterly asinine that, you know, a state that considers themselves sort of conservative in nature, where you're allowed your own choices, we can't make choices. You know, we can't make choices. It's no different than, you know, these crazy liberal states like New York trying to limit your production of drinking soda with sugar in it. You should have nothing to say on that. You should have absolutely nothing to say with how I choose to spend my money. It's not up to you. It's not sticking up to you, South Carolina. It's not. You should not have that option. If I want to spend my money and I want to bet on somebody, you should not have the option to tell me I can't. It's utterly laughable. What business do you have telling me what I can do with my own money? You're not my mama, and I don't want you to be. So back the freak off, wake up, and start legalizing gambling in the state. And it enhances us, Ramona. It makes us even better. We have more stuff to do, more stuff to talk about. Like, for example, if we wanted to, we could bet on Clemson baseball tonight.
We could.
Not on FanDuel. Not on FanDuel, because you were right, Ramona. On my way in, I asked Ramona to look it up. She said, I don't know why, but they're skipping the 7 p.m. slot. They were. I don't know why either. But DraftKings has it. Clemson is -145 over Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's +115. Actually, that's not as big a favorite as I necessarily would have thought. But that's the number. And there are also numbers on the College World Series and winning the College World Series. Romano was able to find those on FanDuel. The number on Clemson to win the College World Series is +3,400. Wake Forest is a favorite at +400. Clemson is +3,400. In other words, Vegas still sees an enormous distinction between Wake Forest and Clemson. Now, is there still an enormous distinction? I don't know. I mean, that's what these upcoming games are going to determine. But Vegas sees it that way. Again, right now, if you're interested in betting Clemson to win the College World Series, in theory, you can go to FanDuel and you can get Clemson at +3,400. Again, Wake is at +400. So still an enormous gap in terms of how Vegas is viewing Wake Forest and Clemson in terms of their chances to win the College World Series. And I get it to a degree. I think Wake Forest has elite pitching. But as I've tried to talk about, you know, Clemson's pitching does not look elite on paper, but it has performed in elite manner since that ERA was 6. You're going to have to go back and figure it out, but it's somewhere around the rise of Caden Grice as a starting pitcher. So I don't know what game that was, but if you wanted to, you could go back and sort of track this. You were almost at the halfway point or near the halfway point when Clemson's starting pitching had a team ERA of like, or Clemson's pitching, excuse me, had a team ERA of like 6. It was like 6 somewhere in there. And now I think it's more like 4, maybe just over 4. And again, to go from 6 to 4 means, especially when it's almost half the season, means you have to be like 2 since then. So Clemson's pitching has been really pretty much outstanding since about that midway point of the season. Now, can you believe in it completely? I don't know the answer to that. I think that's still the question mark with this team. I still think that's the question moving forward. Is that pitching legit? I mean, can they legitimately compete against a team like a Wake Forest in that regard? Or is it still a bit of a mirage? And is that more a factor of who you played, etc.? I don't know the answer to that. I do think this team grew up in the Wake Forest series, though. I think they grew up then. I think the last two games in that series were both one-run games by my memory. And I think they were like 3-2 and 4-3. They were sort of pitcher's duels. And what I do keep thinking about in regard to specifically Clemson-Wake Forest, I mean, assuming we ever got there, and talking about in the ACC tournament now, what I do think about is I think Clemson's offense is so much better than they were then. Is the pitching good enough to keep you close? Is the offense good enough to do a little more damage to Wake Forest's elite starting pitching? I don't know the answer to that. Vegas thinks they do, though. And from a Vegas standpoint, they don't think Clemson matches up against Wake at all. That's clear based on these odds that they've put up. The futures odds, the odds, again, to win the College World Series. Clemson plus 3,400. Wake Forest, the national favorite at plus 400. As I mentioned, Clemson is minus 145 and Vodtech is plus 115. You know, here's another thing. And this is what I actually called Ramona about my way in. Because I honestly didn't know the answer to this, and I'm still not sure I do now. I don't see any of it on any of these services, but, you know, I don't know, you know, what services you people frequent, where you go. So this is sort of a question to all of you. Is there nothing on women's softball? I guess that's a redundancy. Is there nothing on softball? Nobody has odds on softball? I don't mean Fat Tony down on the corner. I'm not asking you whether Fat Tony has odds on the Clemson-Oklahoma game. I'm not asking about that. I want to know, are any of these services, these would-be legal services, does anybody have odds on women's softball? Or is that just not a thing as yet at all? I haven't looked it up. I haven't thought about betting women's softball until this week. I mean, obviously, Clemson's involved in potentially the biggest super regional matchup in the country. Of the 8, given Oklahoma's status and given the fact that Clemson may have the best player in the country in Valerie Cagle, I sort of think they do. But I don't see anything on FanDuel or DraftKings. Here's what I see, Ramona. I see basketball, boxing, friggin' cricket, Ramona. I see friggin' cricket.
That's on there, but not softball?
Cricket, cycling, darts. They have friggin' darts on there, but not softball. I see esports, which I know is big. Football, golf, handball. Handball. They have odds on handball? Who's betting handball? I've never heard anybody bet handball. Now, I guess some guy listening right now, Ramona, wants to tell me about the greatest handball player of all time and how they regularly bet handball. Well, good for you. But, I mean, is there enough juice enough juice from the regular people to actually bother putting numbers up on handball? I have no idea. Hockey, lacrosse, you can bet lacrosse. MMA, obviously, motorsports, rugby league, rugby union, snooker. You can bet snooker, soccer, table tennis. You can bet table tennis. Who are the leading table tennis players in the country? You can bet tennis. All these things. I'm on DraftKings right now. You can bet all these things, but you can't bet softball? How is that exactly? I mean, honestly, softball is I think slightly more popular than college baseball. You can bet college baseball, but you can't bet softball? When are the women going to be up in arms about this, Ramona? Seriously. We have seen some things in recent years where at athletic venues, like, for example, Olympics, women have felt like they were not treated fairly in terms of facilities, etc. And I think they were right. I think that the women who felt that way were often 100% right. Well, how about this? Nobody's complaining about this yet? I mean, again, you know, I know this doesn't seem important necessarily, but think about this. You want to really push women's softball over the top and make the game, even to another degree, so much more interesting than it already is? Put numbers up on it. You want to attract a bigger male audience to softball? Put numbers up on it. Men will bet on freaking anything. I mean, there's this show that comes on one of the sports grids that these guys bet on things they know nothing about. They know nothing about whatsoever. I just think it's odd that we have numbers. Again, maybe there's somewhere else. I mean, other than Fat Tony. Don't call me and tell me that Fat Tony has numbers on it, all right? I'm talking about places that you can look up on the internet. If you know of a place that is putting up numbers on women's softball, let me know. Because I don't see it, all right? I've only gone to two. I've gone to DraftKings and FanDuel, and there's no women's softball listed. That's the next horizon. As soon as they start putting numbers up on women's softball, I mean, they put numbers up on these goofy football leagues that no one cares about. And idiots bet that stuff. I mean, they put numbers up on these football leagues where the quarterbacks just suck out loud. They still put numbers up. As soon as they put numbers up on women's softball, you think the game is big now, and it is. Once they do that, it's going to jump enormously in popularity. Another whole level. I mean, it's big now. Like I said, I think you can argue it's bigger than college baseball. The attendance is better, I think, nationally. I think you can argue it's bigger than college baseball. I think the television opportunities have been better. You can certainly make the argument that's the case. So why no numbers on it? Again, they immediately put numbers up on these stupid football leagues. They immediately did that. I'm not sure. When you're putting numbers up on cricket and darts and handball, for crying out loud, and lacrosse and motorsports and rugby league and rugby union and snooker and table tennis, how do you not have numbers on women's softball? Softball. Again, redundancy, I guess. Just a habit. But softball. Why are there no numbers? Or are there? If you know of a place where there are numbers on women's softball, again, other than Fat Tony, let me know. I'm curious. Because, again, I think that already the sport has tremendous popularity, and it's in its relative infancy. But when Vegas starts hanging numbers on it, It's going to absolutely explode. Quick break. Wild Tip Tula Road Rage.
Hey, guys. It's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Male. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Male offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
The world is always on, but you shouldn't be. Put Joe Sleep to bed.
During Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale, get a king for the price of a queen and save up to $700 on Sealy. Shop now at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Griff's Farm and Home Center in Pendleton has expanded. The new greenhouse is now open for the spring season. Stop by and take a look at all of their offerings for your outdoor gardening. Plants, seeds, fertilizers, soils, and a whole lot more. And for the month of May, and while supplies last, if you mention The Roar, you'll receive a free purple and orange Griff's koozie. Located behind the Burger King in Pendleton, visit griffsfarmandhome.com. Learn more or call 864-646-3259.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Lance Crick. After 20 plus years as a federal prosecutor with the U.S. Attorney's Office in South Carolina and several years as a state prosecutor, I joined Ryan Beasley Law last year to practice law with Ryan and Mary Hunter. Our team works in courtrooms across the state, including city and magistrate courts, as well as state and federal courts. We work with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense, to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our responsive and proactive approach in cases is at all times client-centric and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
In every case, for every client, in courtrooms across the state, Ryan Beasley Law, ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Maytag month has got it going on. It's all you want with your savings all month long. Baby, can't you see? Maytag month is all you need. You know you can't go wrong when Maytag month is going on.
Upgrade to the performance you need on all Maytag major appliances during May is Maytag month, happening all month long.
Maytag month is going on.
Want a fast-paced sports talk show with lots of college football? Keep up with Kwok and Ben on Out of Bounds. You won't want to miss their hot takes on Clemson football, college football, and everything else in college athletics. Tune in weekdays from noon to 3 on 105.5 and 97.5 FM. Or tune in on our app or website, theroarfm.com. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
There's a lot to celebrate this month, graduation and the end of the school year and warmer months ahead. Celebrate in a clean home by calling Cleaning Pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Their patented technology, ZR Water, is scientifically proven to clean better than detergents. Right now, mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. That's ZeroResGreenville.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You know, this world is just absolutely insane, Ramona. Let me give you an idea, all right? I had commissioned this girl, a woman, right, to do this painting. And she's been doing it for months, like 4 months, all right? I had seen much of her other work. She had done all these murals, et cetera, right? And is incredibly talented, right? She's just finishing it up finally after like 4 months, and I've seen the in progress results. This old bag writes her and says this. Truth is, I'm a painter, trained New York City, etc. This is a photograph that you retouch with paints. Please be more transparent to your buyers. Then she says, gallery wrap canvas prints photograph with maybe some paint on top.
What? Somebody's criticizing her work
she's
as
accusing
fake
her,
or
she's
something?
She's accusing her of being a fraud. You know, accusing her of painting over a photograph. The world is filled with morons who will just talk out their A's about things they have no idea of.
How in the world did whoever this is know about your painting?
Well, she didn't. She must have seen it on her Twitter feed or something.
And she just decided it was fake?
Yeah, she saw a finished version on her Twitter feed. Of course, you know, I've seen all the in progress versions. And
yeah, I mean, wouldn't you know better than anybody if it was right?
I mean, you just can't. You can't fix stupid in the world.
People like a cause, even if it's not their cause.
Yeah.
They like to pick up other people's causes if they don't have one.
Yeah, the world is just, the world is absolutely full of idiots. Dexter said, wait. Oh, Seminole Ted. I'm getting tweets, texts about Seminole Ted and from Seminole Ted. Dexter said, careful, Seminole Ted's a diehard dart guy. Seminole Ted says, darts, now we're talking, Walt. So Seminole Ted likes the fact that there's dart conversation. Okay, but again, who is
betting?
But
you were criticizing the fact that darts were there.
Right, but who's betting on darts? Seriously. I mean, I know they have their little leagues and stuff, and maybe they, you know, among themselves that they're betting on darts, but there are enough people betting on darts to hang numbers on it? I mean, other than those people, other than the little circle of people who play darts, I mean, who knows anybody who plays darts? You know what I mean? I mean, we know Seminole Ted. So you want to bet on Seminole Ted? Maybe Ted is listed. I don't know. But the point is, you know, none of the average people who are betting football are betting darts. You know, in other words, women's softball would be so much better to bet on, and it would just jump enormously in popularity. Someone said darts are huge in the UK. Yeah, but who cares? We're not in the UK. We don't care about them. Texter said, can the master volume be turned up, Ramona? I don't know. What is this? Good afternoon. Well, I'm on one of the betting sites for entertainment only, and no women's softball not listed or anything. It's for Tim from Easley. That's what I'm saying. So they're not putting any numbers on women's softball. It's not like women's softball is new. I mean, it's new here, relatively new, 4 years. But again, they just put numbers up on these goofy football leagues that popped up. Every time one of these goofy football leagues pops up for 5 minutes, they throw numbers on them and idiots bet on them. Softball's been going on for a pretty long time now. The Oklahoma program, I think, began in 1975. A quick check of the computer tells me that we're in the year 2023. That's 48 years. So 48 years, Vegas hasn't managed to put numbers on an Oklahoma softball game, but we can put numbers on all these other godforsaken hobbies. Hobbies? Did you notice hobbies, Ramona?
They're just hobbies. Huh?
All these other table tennis. I mean, who's betting on table tennis? You know, I mean, who are the best players in table tennis? They're not from this country, are they?
I wouldn't think so.
No, I mean, you know, so there are 20 Asian guys who are all great at table tennis and we've never heard of. I mean, I don't know. Are there great? I'm sure that we have some great table tennis player, but does anybody know who it is? And who's betting on it? I just don't get it. Now, somebody wrote me and said, Where is it? Somebody wrote me and said, I think it was keep softball pure. I mean, I don't know what that means. I mean, anything you can play, you can bet on. And betting on it will greatly enhance the popularity. Texas says, it's crazy to me. You can go to a gas station, buy as many lottery tickets as you want, which is basically gambling, but we're not allowed to bet on sports. Make it make sense, brother. Can't. It is gambling. It's not even basically. It just flat is gambling. You know, so they give you a little. They give you what they want, but they won't let you do what you want. Again, you should have no say. You should have no say. It's absolutely absurd, laughable that you have a say in what I do with my money. It's not your money. It's not your money. You're not here doing this show for 4 hours every day. It's not your money. You should have no right to tell me what I can do with my own money. It's just utterly laughable. If I want to bet my money, I should be able to do so without interference from you. We don't need Big Brother. We don't need you overlooking everything we do. That's not the way it's supposed to be in this state. And the roads suck out loud. I mean, suck out loud. And you know what? These highways, Ramona, like this 26 and 95, where these things are lined with these concrete barriers, what on earth are you people doing? The roads are the highways in those sections are as narrow as can be, and you have concrete barriers lined up along the whole thing. Just trying to kill people. There's no margin for error there at all. Oh, by the way, the highways themselves, including where the concrete barriers are, look like a moonscape. I mean, wake up. Wake up. And again, listen, all these areas that women don't get respect, I mean, we've had this ongoing thing about a trans in women's athletics, which is just utterly laughable. And anybody with an IQ over 10 understands why you can't have it. And nobody ever argues it. Nobody ever wants to argue it. I mean, it's just, again, it's utterly laughable. But from a women's rights standpoint and a women's athletics standpoint, you are being done. Your sport is being done a great disservice by the fact that there are no numbers hung on the games. Because as soon as that happens, as popular as softball is right now, it'll go up in popularity 10 times as soon as they start hanging numbers on the games. And again, given the crap that they're hanging numbers on, How are they not putting numbers up on women's softball? I don't get it. Robert in Anderson. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Robert.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you getting in.
I've been listening to your show a lot. I just haven't called very much. Just wanted to make a quick comment about the gambling thing.
Yeah.
I live down here in Anderson, and there's plenty of places around here that does gambling under the table. And I can't understand why we have all these lottery tickets. And that's the same thing as gambling.
Yep.
And I can't understand all this. It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
One other comment could I ask you?
Yep.
Ramona didn't know if I could bring this up. This transgender, I seen this past week, and it really made me sick. They had this guy, well, whatever he is, against these girls, high school girls in race, and he looked like he was about a foot and a half taller than the girls. And they had him today on the TV that the – one or two of the girls quit because what's the use of girls racing against something like that and having no chance? I'll let you comment on that.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, look, this is a long time, more than a pet peeve. It's sort of like a drive of mine. Ben Milstead has done this as well. It's utterly laughable. Again, no transgender belongs in women's athletics. Gaining competitive biological advantage. You have had testosterone in your system for 20 years. You cannot put the genie back in the bottle. It's impossible. You have an enormous competitive advantage, and it just can't be. We care about women's sports. We started Title IX, and then we want to trample over the same women's rights to succeed and have chances and have scholarships and everything else. The good news is that I think the majority of this country has caught on to this little game, and it's starting to be shut down. It needs to continue along that course. And anytime anybody wants to argue this, here's the thing. None of these people will argue. We have given them chances, Ramona. We have given these people who supported these ridiculous policies opportunity after opportunity to come on this show, and
That's
they
right.
refuse because they know I will rip them to shreds because they don't have a leg to stand on. It's just, it's utterly laughable. It's people who think they know something, who want to be these goody two-shoes and look out for everybody's rights. In the meantime, what they're actually doing is they're protecting the rights of a very few, and they are violating the rights of half the population. Again, it's utterly laughable. These are individuals who in the cases of males competing, biological males, they don't even like this language. I don't care whether you like the language. Biological males competing in women's events. That's what it is. And you can try and put lipstick on the pig all you want. That's the reality of what it is in terms of the situation at broad. These are biological males. You cannot turn back the clock on 20 years of testosterone as it relates to muscular and physical development. You can't get to 18 or 19 or 20 and suddenly say, oh, you know what? I'm a girl. No, because you weren't a girl for 20 years. That's the reality of it. Again, this isn't real life. I have gone out of my way to say in the real world, when it comes to acquiring a job or something, I will be the first person protecting your rights. Looking after your rights in the real world. This has to do with competitive advantage in the field of athletic endeavor. It is limited to that discussion. And in that discussion, it is utterly laughable to promote the notion that transgender biological males should be able to compete on a field of athletic endeavor against actual women. So there's the answer. Quick break.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app.
and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Buyers know it's about Easy Go. R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, family-owned with locations in Seneca and Anderson, has everything you need in golf carts, from the new and used to sales, service, parts, and rentals. Factory-trained techs with pickup and delivery services available as well. R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports is your Easy Go golf cart expert, serving the entire upstate. New and used, service, parts, and rentals. R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, Highway 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson.
$22.50 per hour. That's starting pay at BASF in Seneca. And no experience is needed to earn $22.50 per hour as a production technician. BASF offers even more for experience. Beyond great pay, BASF provides its employees benefits like full medical, dental, and vision, plus paid vacation, 401k plans, backup child and elder care, college tuition reimbursement, and more. Learn more at BASF.us/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, where you can earn $22.50 per hour.
Computers and information technology, an ever-changing field in very high demand with high earning potential. And your training can begin right here at Tri-County Technical College. Tri-County offers programs ranging from software and web development and network systems management to cybersecurity and forensics. And Tri-County offers these programs without crippling college debt. Learn more about CIT and the variety of career paths available to you at tctc.edu/CIT.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeypath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution. Call 864-235-0886 today.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Hey guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Male. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Male offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage. Weekdays, 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. Rudy says even Caitlyn Jenner agreed with you. That's right. She did.
That's true.
Because anyone with common sense would agree with this. It's just the reality of the situation. A lot of these individuals are frustrated athletically and failures in the realm of men's athletics. And again, I'm not saying that's why they make a life switch. I'm sure that they make life switches for reasons that are much more personal and hopefully stronger than the realm of athletics. What I'm saying is, in a limited conversation regarding the realm of athletics, no biological male ought to be competing against women. This is not hard to understand. There is no way to roll that back. You cannot roll back 20 years of testosterone in your body as it relates to muscle function and physical strength. Those substances are illegal for women to take. Hello? They're not legal. Women cannot take testosterone legally and compete. But there are individuals out there, there are people out there, there are lunatics out there who want to let transgender athletes who have utilized testosterone for the production of their physical being for 20 years compete. Just stop. Alan, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Well, again, Dr. Walt, you know, again, you're into a medical profession here today, again, practicing without your license. But, you know, you and I could use to joke about, I mean, this is not my first rodeo, but the East German team would show up at the Olympics.
That's right.
And the first thing they had to do was eat. Remember, they had to do DNA tests on them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's 40 years ago? 40 years ago? But here's my point. Title IX. This country constantly struggling with getting it right. I mean, we're an experiment, and we're all works in progress, and so is our country. But you know what? Given the clown show that we got in Washington right now, and they can't decide who's going to have the credit card or who's going to have the checkbook, there is not a person around, and I know there was. You remember all the gnashing of teeth and the screaming and shouting when Title IX was done? This is going to ruin sports. It's going to be, you know, the schools are going to go bankrupt. It's not going to work. And, you know, just like this clown show right now you've got with the NIL and all that stuff in the portal, but there's not a person standing, I do not think, that won't think Title IX was a smashing success. And now we have, you know, unbelievable. We have a friend who's a female athlete, was an All-American, I think a second or third team All-American at Furman. You know, these ladies deserve to be proud of themselves. They've had fantastic careers, some went on to professional careers, but they had great careers in college. So Title IX, even after all the detractors, turned out to be a fantastic experience for female athletes in college. So what you've done is we as a society had gotten to Title IX. We had finally evolved to that point, had a tremendously successful program. Look at girls softball. Look at all the athletics for ladies all across the country. And now all of a sudden we're going to take a perfectly working event, function, policy, and because the three people in the room want to change it, that all should be thrown out the window. And I just feel sorry for the female athletes who – you know, their parents got up in the middle of the night. They went to all these road trips. They did all this. And then you're going to cheat them at the end. And so I'm just saying we finally got it right with Title IX. It's been, what, 40 years probably?
Yeah. And the thing is, Alan, the arguments in favor of this are so invincibly stupid that none of these people are willing to debate it. And that tells you right there that they're not on solid ground. Because I can't get them on the show. We have tried over and over and over to get the individuals who support these insane policies on this show, and we cannot get them on. And, you know, we've talked often about the fact we get anybody on we ask. You know, it's funny how it works. People will say, like, you know, in the past, well, how do you get this person on? We asked. You know, that's how. You know, and the vast majority of the time, like 98% of the time, we get anybody on the show that we ask. These people, I can't get any of them on the show. None of them will come on the show. The people who support this absurdity are not willing to come on shows like this because they know full well they're in an indefensible position.
Could you do a show? Let's take the opposite on that because, you know, I'm a great option quarterback. Could you do a show and get someone, let's say, from Clemson or some organization that can come in and talk about the success that Title IX has been? Because what I'm saying to you, Walt, is you know what? We're watching this train wreck right now, this slow train wreck in front of us about college football. And I think obviously it came from basketball, and now it's infected football. And, you know, again, you and I have had long conversations about giving a 20-year-old $7 million and speaking of watching a train wreck. So can you not – well, I would love to hear you spend more time on Title IX because they finally got it right. It was a great policy, and it has done tremendous for ladies' athletics, women's athletics across the nation and probably helped out the Olympic teams, professional sports teams. And there's your equality. If you want DEI, there it is.
Yep. No, that's true, Alan. It's a good idea. Thank you, Alan. Good speaking with you. Yeah, look, again, I think Title IX is functioning as it was designed, and I think it has been wildly successful, and it was absolutely needed. Now what's left is to make sure that the gains that were realized under Title IX are protected. And that's where this absurdity comes in. The good news is I think there is now so much pushback and blowback against this that it's starting to feel like, cliche alert, the tide has turned. And not every place, and the gains may be slow on this front, but it does seem like more and more there is blowback and pushback, and people are realizing. Because, again, what was happening initially here, Ramona, and maybe you remember this, is that the people who were right-thinking on this issue, the ones who wanted to protect women's rights, those people were being shouted down initially. And remember, you know, people like myself here locally, Ben Milstead, raised our voices saying that this can't stand, that it's not us who has this issue wrong, it's you. And we have a platform and weren't afraid to use it on this front. It's actually these people, the people who support these absurdities, who are afraid to defend it because it's an indefensible position. Again, you know, here's the thing. We would lack credibility if we went on and said things like, you know, we're against transgenders, period. That's not the case. In fact, in every case, not only have we made the argument for athletic fairness on fields of athletic endeavor, but at the same time, we have restated that we are not talking about civil rights in society, that we would defend the rights of transgender individuals in society for job opportunities, etc. That does not give you the right to what is actually illegal competitive advantage on a field of athletic endeavor. That's what it is. If a female athlete puts testosterone into their body in any way, shape, or form, they are disqualified. Therefore, ergo, how on earth can you make an argument that someone who has been doing that for 20 years should be allowed to compete against women? You know, I don't even know how we got here today, Ramona. This is not part of the planned discussion today. I have no idea how we even got here. What I started with was legalizing gambling and in this issue of, is anybody hanging numbers on any of the women's softball games? And the answer is apparently no. Well, again, I think that's an injustice. I do. I think it's an injustice. And I don't even understand it because I know people will bet on this stuff. I mean, softball is more popular than half the things I just read you. I mean, no offense, we're not in the UK. So I don't care if darts are popular in the UK. Is softball more popular than darts here? More popular than rugby here? More popular than, you know, half those other things I read? Table tennis? Of course it is. I think if you start to allow softball to be bet in this country, I'll bet this, Ramona. I'll bet you the number of bets that are taken on softball by these institutions will dwarf the amount that are taken on college baseball.
I think I would agree with you on that.
And so it's just shocking to me that, you know, overnight, you know, again, every time one of these rinky-dink, crappy football leagues pops up, that overnight they can be paying numbers on these games, you know, like with, well, you know, this new football league pops up and like a day later, we're putting numbers up on the games. You've had years to put numbers up on softball. Where are you? You know, there's an element of Title IX that nobody expected. I realize that's about opportunity, but in a sense, this is about opportunity because it's about growing the sport. You know, think about this for a second, right? What would the NFL be? Hold on. I'll hold that thought. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Elkmont. Huge Memorial Day sale. You know, I have the Orion cooler, Ramon. That's what it is. It was designed by a Clemson engineer.
That's right.
Friends, Memorial Day is coming. That's the official kickoff to summer. No one is more excited about that than the folks at Elkmont. If you're hearing this, you're fortunate to live in one of the best areas of the country for outdoor living, camping, hiking, paddling, lake life, 18 holes of disc golf, heck, even regular golf. It's all right here, and Elkmont has what you need. Pick up a kayak or a paddleboard. Enjoy the lake life. Need a new disc putter? Elkmont has it. They have the performance clothing you need for all your outdoor activities. Most of it will be on sale Memorial Day weekend to celebrate summer's kickoff. The styles you want, brands you love, On Running, Patagonia, Birkenstock, Z Supply, Vuori, Howler Brothers, Eno Hammocks, Columbia, and a great game day collection all under one roof. There's something for everyone at Elkmont. See them at Highway 123 and Highway 93 in Clemson or Highway 153 in Powdersville. And as always, go Tigers. Go see Lee and Amy. I did it all the time. I have all sorts of stuff I've bought at Elkmont. Go see them. 864-653.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Rely on the pros at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Trust EnviroMulch as they have the best products to protect your landscape and plants and help them retain moisture, enhancing your home and saving money. Order online at EnviroMulch.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Trucks, Glass, Lesson, Travelers, Rest, and George Coleman Ford has brand new F-150s in stock awaiting you. It's been quite a while since I could say that, so act now and take advantage. Select XLT model F-150s, receive an additional $1,000 rebate with qualifying financing through Ford Motor Credit, who has low interest rates on 48, 60, and 72 months, and in many cases, those rates are better than banks and credit unions. George Coleman Ford, the very best, right there in Travelers Rest.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
One of the things they don't teach you in Parenting 101 is how to handle your child telling you they're in trouble with the law. How will this affect their future? What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Whether it's DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or fake ID, Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child. The consultation is free. Make the call today, 864-654-3680.
Maytag Month has got it going on. It's all you want with your savings all month long. Baby, can't you see? Maytag Month is all you need. You know you can't go wrong when Maytag Month is going on.
Upgrade to the performance you need on all Maytag major appliances during May is Maytag Month, happening all month long.
Maytag Month is going on.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Isn't it nice to get exactly what you want? Introducing the new My Plan from Verizon. Control what goes into your phone plan and what stays out of it. And now, get the amazing iPhone 14 Pro on us when you switch with select trade-in and unlimited plus. Get iPhone 14 Pro with My Plan at your Verizon store today. It's your Verizon.
$999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required. $200 Verizon e-gift card sent within 8 weeks with port-in. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
What goes into a Bojangles scratch-made biscuit? 49 savory steps. Get a scratch-made Cajun filet biscuit from Bojangles today. Order ahead on our app. It's Bow Time.